بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, dear visitors, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, and we begin with the greetings of peace, which is assalamu alaikum. A few days ago, I was away and I had the opportunity to visit a masjid in another city. And I was with my family. We offered our salah, the maghrib prayer, and we came back in the car and I mentioned to my wife that this is a beautiful masjid. Now the reason why I said that wasn't because of the dome or the bricks or how the building looked like, but it was because of what I found there. And mashallah, it was not a very large masjid, but for maghrib prayer on a regular day, on a weekday in fact, There were over 100 people present, mashallah. And because I was with my family, we didn't have to look very hard for the sister's entrance to find it in some inconspicuous side alleyway, some shady looking entrance. It wasn't like that. It was right there. The entrance for the sisters was there. It was separate, but it was there. It was bright. It was well lit. And it was well advertised. And it was welcoming. And there actually were sisters also there with families who actually reached out to the new sisters who they saw, who they had never seen before, and engaged them in friendly conversations. But best of all, there were all types of people there. There were the young, there were the old, from various ethnicities. So there was a lot of diversity. My dear fellow brother Imam, who I welcome, Imam Ziad Dalich is here, mashallah. I also made the same remark to him at his organization's event held a few nights ago, the SNMC dinner. And I mentioned that one of the things that I noted and I felt very good about was the fact that there was a lot of diversity. There were all types of people in the community and in the audience. That this diversity that I found there is the same diversity that we find within our community as well. And this is a testament to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran when Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً, that the believers, the mu'minun, are but a single brotherhood. They are connected to each other, all as brothers and sisters, in a very close way. It's not something casual. It's not something ordinary. But it's something which ties them together by virtue of their faith, and which makes them very, very close to one another. Now imagine if our community here was like a building, and each person in our community, each individual in our community represented a brick. And although these bricks may have come from different factories, prepared by different people in different parts of the world, they join together to make up different parts of this building. When they're all put together, they're all equal in the wall that they build. They're all together for a common purpose, and they give strength to each other. And if one, even one, is missing, then the entire structure is weakened. And when they're together, they give strength to one another. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us that very example when he said, "Innal al-mu'mina lil-mu'mini kal-bunyan," that the believers are like bricks to one another. Yashuddu ba'dahu ba'da, they give strength to one another. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam also mentioned that the believers, in their mutual kindness and compassion and sympathy, are like one body. They're like one body, they're one structure, they are together. When one of the limbs suffers, the whole body responds with wakefulness and fever. Now you're probably thinking, okay, here's another cliche talk on unity and how we should be all together and so on and so forth. But no, the question is, what does all of this mean practically? Practically, how should it affect us? Practically, how should it affect our behavior, our way of thinking, and the way we interact with one another? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Surah Hujurat, and probably a surah which should be a must study for every single Muslim, because of the guidance that it gives us. Well, the whole entire Quran is must study, but specifically Surah Hujurat and the verses about interacting as communities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يسخر قوم من قوم. There should be no laughing and scoffing at one another. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't defame one another. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Don't insult each other with nicknames. Don't use nicknames for each other that are insulting. اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ. Avoid suspicion. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Do not spy on one another. وَلَا يَخْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Don't backbite one another. And by the way, backbiting refers to saying something behind a person's back that he or she wouldn't like when it's true. If it's not true, it's slander, which is worse. Backbiting is to say something about someone behind their back that they would not like to hear, which is true. And if it's not true, it's even worse. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly prohibits backbiting and equates it to eating the flesh of the other person. Eating the flesh of the other brother, the other sister. And this is how serious it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran. As believers, cover the faults of one another. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَسْتُرُ عَبْدٌ عَبْدًا فِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. A servant, meaning of Allah, does not cover the faults of another in this world, except that Allah will cover up his faults or her faults on the day of resurrection. This is serious. So if you come across a shortcoming, a fault of another brother or sister, don't post it on Facebook. Don't share it with others. Don't propagate it. And if you hide it, you cover it, provided that it's not hurting others, provided that it's not taking away the rights of others. Because then we need to take action to give people their rights. But if it's a shortcoming, a weakness you notice in another person, keep it to yourself. Don't broadcast it to others. Hide it as much as you can, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hide your shortcomings. And Allah knows we all have shortcomings. We all have weaknesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover ours and guard our privacy on the day of resurrection, inshallah. Make excuses for one another. One of the great early Muslims has said, and this is very notable, that if a friend among your friends errs, make 70 excuses for them. 70. If you find someone making a mistake, make 70 excuses for them that perhaps they did it because of this reason or that reason, or they had some reason to do it. And if your hearts are unable to do this, then know that the shortcoming is in your own selves. If you're unable to make 70 excuses for somebody who makes a mistake, then know that the shortcoming is your own self, that you're not able to find so many excuses and you're finding people's mistakes and holding on to them. When there's a disagreement, focus on the intention, my brothers and sisters. We have disagreements within families, within community members, different types of disagreements, political disagreements, religious disagreements, this disagreement, that disagreement. If you have a disagreement, focus on the intention of the person, and many times, you will find that the intention was actually sincere. Be tolerant with each other. We have our own likes and dislikes and personalities within families. Same thing in our communities. Even within Islamic scholarship, and not just today, but all the way back to the time of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were differences, and we continue to find them in differences in understanding and application, and this will continue. We're never going to be able to solve this. Okay, so these differences will continue to exist, and as time goes on and complexities increase, they will likely get more and more and more. Okay? There are differences in culture and the ways of doing things. And many times this makes us afraid. But this is nothing to despise or to be afraid of. But rather it is something to accept and to embrace. You know, I may pray in a slightly different way than you do. Or, you know, may have different views compared to those of yours. But that should not be creating rifts between the hearts. That should not be creating rifts between the hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And hold fast, all of you together, jami'a, everyone together, to the rope of Allah. And do not separate. Now the Mufassirun have mentioned, the commentators of the Quran have mentioned that this rope of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned is referring to the Quran. So hold on to the Quran tightly, together, do not separate. But broadly, some of the others have written that this refers to everything that connects us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that connects us with God. So hold on to that connection, because it's the most important connection you're going to have. Hold on to it and hold on to it together, do not separate. So remember, my brothers and sisters, despite whatever differences we may have, our hearts must remain united. Our slogan should be united hearts. Our slogan should be united hearts. Let's remember that Islam is not about uniformity. Islam is about unity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to unity. It doesn't have to be uniformity. So you don't have to be like me in order for me to love and respect you. You don't have to be like me in order for me to love you and to respect you, and vice versa. We don't have to be exactly like each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us differently in many different ways, and that's fine. But that should still bring us together and keep our hearts united. So regardless of our differences, whether we know each other or we do not know each other, when one of us is in trouble, we help. Even if it's with a single prayer, a simple dua, a supplication. Regardless of our differences, whether we know each other or we don't, we meet each other with a smile, which is an act of charity as told to us by the Prophet ﷺ. Regardless of our differences, we share in happiness and in grief. And regardless of our differences, we work together for the common good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Help one another. Help you one another unto righteousness and piety. Okay, so help each other. It doesn't matter who it is. If it's something that has to do with righteousness and piety, be there to offer your assistance. Be there to help and support. And, you know, in the part where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the believers are one brotherhood, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on and says, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. That if the hearts become disunited, if there's an issue that begins to divide people, to disunite people, what should you do? فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. So make reconciliation between your brothers. What does that tell us, my dear brothers and sisters? It tells us that our mission should be not to divide people. Our mission must not be to divide people, but our mission should be to connect people, to bring people together, even if there are differences that exist. This should never be creating rifts in our hearts. And if we find that hearts are becoming separated, and there's rifts that are appearing, there's cracks that are appearing in this building, then we have a duty to make an effort to bring those hearts together. So we need to have love and care for each other as brothers and sisters. And now I want to mention that, you know, often we hear about the unity or the lack of unity between scholars, between imams, between Islamic organizations. Common complaint we hear. Muslims are not united, the imams are not united, they're fighting each other, they're arguing with each other, the organizations, there's rivalries, there's this and that. I'm happy to report, alhamdulillah, that I have found great mutual respect and coordination between the imams, the masajid, the mosques, the organizations here in Ottawa and Gatineau, and other organizations as well. And they're supporting each other and doing projects together. So for example, the imams have joined together to make an appeal to raise funds for CHEO, the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, to sponsor an operating room there. And there's other initiatives as well that I can't list right now, but there's many of them, mashallah. So this should not just be between the organizations, That's not to say that they're not going to have any differences now. That's not to say that they're always going to be together on every single issue. No, we'll have our differences. We have our different approaches. But we are united with our hearts in mutual love and mutual respect. So this, my brothers and sisters, should be reflected as individuals as well within the community. And this spirit of tolerance and unity is not only within our community, but rather should be extended to our neighbors, to our colleagues, our friends who are not Muslims as well. Because they are our brothers and sisters in humanity. And we want the best for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoins us. He commands us to do ihsan, to deal with excellence, with a number of categories of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions parents, relatives, orphans, the needy. Then He mentions وَالْجَارِ فِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَمْبِ. The near neighbor, the neighbor who is close to you, the neighbor who is further away, whether it's physically or in terms of relationships. Even the companion at your side, whether you're on a plane and you have someone sitting beside you, or you're driving and you have cars, people driving around you, or you're standing in line at the supermarket, wherever you may be, the companion at your side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, deal with them with excellence. Deal with them with goodness. So as we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, positive change starts with ourselves. So let's ask ourselves, how have we been with our brothers and sisters? Individually, my brothers and sisters, how have you been with your brothers and sisters? How can you improve, especially in Ramadan and as Eid comes around? How can you help in spreading the love? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create love between us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us together in goodness with mutual respect as Muslims and as human beings for one another. Ameen wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.